for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the WABC Early News. I am the Frank Morano part of that pairing.
I am the Juliet Huddy part of that pairing. Isn't that nice, the way it all works out?
Absolutely.
Good to see you, Frank. Hi, everybody. Hi, Christian, Gabby, Deb, Sid. We're all here. And by the way, here's what's trending today. This is so crazy. The horrific revelation revealed in a new documentary about the DC sniper duo. This documentary comes out, I think it's today, actually. Ooh. And it is, they interviewed Lee Boyd Malvo, who was one of, he was the younger guy. And some of the stuff that he's saying is just like, woo, mind blowing. Also, the source of the so-called Havana syndrome affecting U.S. diplomats both overseas and at home. Can I give you a guess?
Yes.
What do you think the source is? Who do you think? Who do you think's behind it?
I'm sure we're going to find some way to blame Russia for this.
Well, you would be correct. Oh. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, France will be opening up to Americans. Should you book a ticket for June? Should you book a ticket for July or August? I will tell you.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Somebody that is getting ready for his trip to France, depending on the traffic there this morning, is the inimitable Joe Nolan, who has traffic and transit on the sevens every 10 minutes.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. We're off to a good start. Eastbound on Route 80, though, out by 206, there's a bad problem, an overturned tractor trailer. They're working on that. Western Spur of the New Jersey Turnpike southbound closed that for maintenance. Also delays on the, well, not yet, but there will be. Between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, the Hackensack River Bridge on the pass system will go up for marine traffic. So obviously, that'll have service suspended between Newark and the Journal Square Station for a while. So just be aware of that if you're getting on a PATH train in the next 10 minutes or so. And alternate side of the street parking today is in effect with traffic on the sevens. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. We'll check back with you momentarily. Also, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today is going to be a very nice day. Sunny pretty much all throughout the day. We're going to get up to about 66 degrees. We should have some light winds, so that'll make it nice. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 67 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Thursday is looking great, too, 69. Just blobs of sun pretty much throughout the next few days. On Saturday, it looks like we might have some thunderstorms in the evening, though. But otherwise, we might have a sunny day. So it's looking pretty good for the next week or so.
Also looking pretty good for one Democratic candidate for mayor who received a major endorsement last night. Now, former New York City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia was endorsed in no uncertain terms by the editorial board of the New York Times, who cited her ideas and experience, which they said stood out in a crowded field of Democratic hopefuls. And they said, while New York isn't dead, it does need someone like Commissioner Garcia to make it flourish again. And they cited her work as both sanitation commissioner and with the Department of Environmental Protection. It remains to be seen what impact this will have in the forthcoming Democratic primary next month.
Well, Frank, Americans are generally pretty happy with the way the president is handling the pandemic. The latest AP poll shows more than 70% approve, including almost half of Republicans. 54% say the U.S. is on the right track, which is the highest number since the AP polls started back in 2017.
A sad story we're following this morning, and we'll bring you the latest as we learn more about it. A shooting at a high school in Russia has left at least 11 people dead, with many more injured. Some Russian news agencies are reporting today's attack was carried out by two armed teens. Video from the scene shows emergency services personnel scrambling, and in other images, two kids can be seen jumping from the third floor of the four-story high school. The Russian news agency says a suspect is in custody. There's also been word of an explosion at the school, which is located about 450 miles away from Moscow. School shootings are really rare in Russia. One of the last incidents took place in 2018 when a college student shot 19 people to death before killing himself.
Well, it's not a beer. It's not $100. But for many New Yorkers, a free 7-day Metro card or maybe a round trip on the LIRR or Metro North is a nice offer. and you can take it up so long as you haven't had your vaccine and you go to an MTA station to get one. Basically, from tomorrow through May 16th, there are going to be 8 new pop-up vaccination sites opening up at MTA stations in the city, on Long Island, and in the Mid-Hudson region. Once you get that jab, you get your perk. You get the free 7-day Metro card or your round trip on the LIRR or Metro North. I know you hate this because you feel like you've been gypped.
I should have waited. I would have loved a free 7-day Metro card.
Oh, well. I mean, look, we're safe. Yeah, that's all we care
about. What kind
of
incentive is that? No COVID? I mean, come on. North Carolina is now in a state of emergency amidst fears of a gas shortage. The order will help make sure drivers can keep their tanks full after a pipeline shutdown. This is the 5th day the Colonial Pipeline is offline due to a cyber attack. The 5,500-mile system runs from Texas to New Jersey, supplying the East Coast with about half of its fuel. President Biden is also monitoring the situation and says he's prepared to take the next steps.
Well, Florida has been flouting, I guess you could say flouting, the lockdown rules for some time now. So it should maybe come as no surprise that the state has the distinction now of being home to the most number of COVID variant cases in the country. The Sun Sentinel reporting back in mid-March, there were only 753 cases reported from 3 variants of concern. But that number skyrocketed to 5,100 just 2 weeks later. So, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious here. Officials are blaming spring breakers for the dramatic uptick. Meantime, more than 581,000 people are on record as dying from the disease. But world experts, including Dr. Fauci, believe that number is actually really low. Fauci says that there was significant undercounting here in the states.
Most people in Georgia are no longer allowed to arrest someone they think committed a crime. The governor of that state has signed a bill changing the citizen's arrest law. It comes more than a year after 3 suspects in the Ahmaud Arbery killing used that excuse. They claim they thought he was a burglary suspect, chasing and shooting him down as he was out for a jog. They now face murder and hate crime charges, with a trial expected to start in October.
Well, you remember this story from the early 2000s. Really a horrible story. I remember covering it when I was sitting there on the Fox and Friends set and just being like, oh, my God, it's happening again and again. The D.C. area was gripped with fear when a couple of serial killers began shooting, just basically going on a shooting spree, ultimately killing 10 innocent people. So there's a new documentary coming out about those horrific events, I, Sniper, it's called, and it chronicles the aftermath of the shootings through the eyes of the innocent victims, their families, and friends. But one feature is getting quite a bit of attention: phone conversations with the younger killer, Lee Boyd Malvo. Filmmakers spoke with the now 36-year-old about the reign of terror he caused with his older partner, John Allen Muhammad. Muhammad, by the way, was put to death back in 2009. Malvo was just 17, and he spoke from his prison in Virginia, where he's serving multiple life sentences. He said he was abandoned by his family, and Muhammad essentially became like a father figure, but it was clearly a twisted relationship. Malvo says the two had, quote, exciting sex after committing some of the killings. He describes Muhammad as being the puppet master and Malvo his instrument. The 8-part series premiered. Oh, it premiered Monday on the Vice Network.
Wow. So it's out. It's worth checking out what it sounds like.
And I'm also watching that Son of Sam. Sons of Sam. Oh, I'm convinced. I'm convinced it was the whole big Sons of Sam satanic thing.
Now, you said you were going to let us know whether it was worth checking out.
I like it. Have you seen Gab? It's really good.
Yes, I have.
Really interesting. Yeah. I believe it. You think it's Sons of Sam?
Yeah. I agree. I think so.
I'm a little upset with the NYPD for this.
Well,
a little upset.
NYPD and Commissioner Shea will have some explaining to do to Juliet Huddy.
Yes.
Well, I heard you speaking with Lauren Conlon off air about this story, but big news in the entertainment community. It looks like Bennifer may be getting back together. That was the nickname given to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck when they were engaged back in 2002. They had postponed their wedding due to all the media attention and eventually broke up 2 years later. But now they've been spotted vacationing together in Montana, less than a month after J-Lo split from Alex Rodriguez.
She is out of her mind.
You don't like Ben Affleck?
It's a whole unhealthy situation.
It's reported that Affleck
totally unhealthy.
Started reaching out to the singer and actress in February.
In February? Really?
That's what's being reported.
When the whole thing came out about A-Rod cheating on her, probably.
It would appear that way.
It's just a disaster. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
It's a disaster because it's Ben Affleck, or it's a disaster because you don't go back to exes?
Because it was a disaster when they shot the movie Geely, and that should have kept them away from ever getting back together in the first place.
That is harsh.
He's gone to rehab several times. He's had a lot of these really sort of dramatic relationships. She has too. So just not the best time for them to get back together.
Well, it's always a good time for sports with Sid Rosenberg.
Sid, I know, understands what I'm talking about.
I do all too well. Unfortunately, Ben Affleck is an amateur compared to me. All too well. Good morning, Frank and Juliet. Not a lot of action last night. Only two hockey games. That was it. The Flyers beat the Devils last night 4-2. And in overtime, the Bruins skated past the Islanders 3-2. But the NHL season is over. Locally, no playoffs for the Rangers. No playoffs for the Devils. The Islanders going to the playoffs. Tickets are go on sale today. Nassau Coliseum. They start their series against the one seed in the East, the Pittsburgh Penguins, a week from tomorrow. So you get Islanders, Penguins, NHL playoff hockey a week from tomorrow. Baseball, nobody played yesterday. The Mets and Yankees were both off. Mets in Queens tonight. They'll host the Baltimore Orioles. Marcus Stroman on the mound for the Mets. The Yankees start a big series in Tampa Bay. The Yanks have only beaten the Rays 5 times in their last 23 head-to-heads. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Yankees tonight. NBA, both locals in action. The Nets, now the 2 seed, 3 back of Philadelphia, and just 1 game ahead of Milwaukee for that 2 seed. They're in Chicago for the Bulls and the Knickerbockers. Right now, the 4 seed, half a game better than Atlanta, 1 game better than Miami. They're in Los Angeles for the Lakers. That is a 10 p.m. Eastern time tip-off later on tonight. So again, the big story today, Mets and Yankees back in action tonight. Islanders and Penguins, that is your first round NHL playoff series. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. They build America's best boilers. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
Yes, you are, Sid. And this is Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the 7s.
All right, Juliet, and again on Route 80 in New Jersey, out by Route 206, which is exit 25. There's an overturned tractor-trailer. 2 lanes are out of service as you come up to that. Southbound Western Spur shut down completely with overnight maintenance. Same thing on the Garden State Parkway traveling northbound. The off-ramp is closed. That, again, for road work. Lower level on the eastbound side, so that would be the Brooklyn-bound side of the Verrazano Bridge. That closed overnight maintenance and path. In about 13 minutes, they're going to open up the Hackensack River Bridge for marine traffic. So as a result, there'll be no service between Newark and the World Trade Center during that time. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. This report is service of Indeed.com. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job and get a list of quality candidates whose resumes Indeed matches your job description. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
You know, my in-laws are going down. They're driving down to Florida because they're selling their little second home down there. Yeah, they better not drive at this point with the gas prices so terrible.
Oh, I know. They're up there going crazy.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Anyway, yeah. Thanks, Joe. And you're going to talk about gas prices, Mr. Morano.
They might be better off walking.
Yeah, exactly. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, a little weather info today. It's going to be sunny with maybe some clouds later on, 66 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have generally sunny skies, maybe some afternoon clouds again, very light winds, going to be very nice. 69 degrees on Thursday, again, generally sunny with a few afternoon clouds. And Friday, partly cloudy, 71 degrees. Right now it is 51 degrees in the city.
Well, the opening bell rings this morning after Wall Street kicked off the week in the red. A sell-off in tech stocks set the tone as the Dow retreated from another record high late in the session. Tech stocks pulled back from Friday's big gains, with Tesla and Facebook losing more than 4%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones was down 34, the S&P fell 44, and the NASDAQ lost 350 points. As Juliet and Joe alluded to, gas prices may start spiking after a U.S. oil pipeline was shut down because of a crippling cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says it hopes to restore full service by the end of the week, but analysts fear the disruption could lead to higher prices at the pump. Limited supply could mean higher gas prices for drivers this spring, the seasonal peak in driving. AAA reporting the national average of regular gas right now stands at $2.97 a gallon, Juliet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That wasn't as smooth as I hoped it would be, but, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So this is Amy Winehouse, guys. You know she is a member of the morbid club known as the 27. She died at the age of 27, as did a lot of famous rockers and really just some incredible musicians. And her family now, Amy Winehouse's family, says that they are auctioning off some of the late singer's clothes to mark the 10-year anniversary of her death on July 23rd. Her dad, who, by the way, I don't know if you ever saw the documentary, this guy is so shady. I mean, frankly, I kind of blame him for what happened to her, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of folks have blamed him for emotionally abusing and exploiting her. He says, though, that it's painful seeing her items hanging, you know, her dresses and all that stuff. So he and the rest of the family decided to try and do a little good. So the proceeds from the auction will go to the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which was set up after her death to help disadvantaged young people. Among some of the items up for grabs, a heart purse that she wore to the Brit Awards and the dress that she wore at her last gig. It was actually in Belgrade, Serbia, in June of 2011, just a month before the Back to Black star died in Camden Town, North London, from alcohol poisoning. Mm. Yeah, I mean, 27 years old again. Like, it's just...
Who else died at 27?
Oh my God, who didn't? Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison. And
wow.
It goes on and on and on, yeah.
Well, speaking of entertainment, Mission Impossible star Tom Cruise is returning his 3 Golden Globes in protest. He sent his trophies back to the organizers behind the awards. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association has been accused of corruption and a lack of diversity. This comes as NBC cancels next year's ceremony. But if sweeping reforms are put in place, the network is hopeful it can air the show in January 2023. Netflix, Amazon, and others have already cut ties.
Do you get into the Viking shows like Last Kingdom or Vikings or any of that?
You know, I watch such little television beyond news and sports that I'm not up on really anything.
Well, if you watch these shows and you love them like I do, this is really going to be catnip for you. The remains belonging to a member of Viking nobility have been found in a museum. Apparently, the remains had been excavated back in the 1860s, but at some point they went missing. And they've been, you know, people have been desperate to try to find out where they were. So back in the 1860s, farmers in Denmark found these remains. I think it was 1868, when they unearthed one of these big burial mounds. They found a wooden chamber with a coffin inside, and according to experts, they took the booty for themselves. They were like, we're not sharing this. This is ours. Experts showed up on the farmer's doorstep, so, you know, knock, 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 to collect the remains, which belonged to, as the experts say, a high-status Viking. He was found with garments decorated with silk and stitched with expensive gold and silver thread and buried with various objects like axes. Officials believe the items date back to around 970 AD, and they were somehow mislabeled and kind of forgotten.
Wow.
Until they figured that
That's
out. And, yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I love this kind of stuff.
It looks like a vote to recall Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her GOP leadership is happening tomorrow. That word from the top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says it's clear they need to make a change, adding the stakes are too high to come up short. This comes after Cheney said last week the presidential election was not stolen, despite claims from former President Trump and his allies. She blames him for inciting the Capitol attack on January 6th.
From the not shocking in any way category, you know those reports of the American diplomats down in Havana being zapped in these really bizarre sonic attacks? Well, we heard that there were a couple more attacks recently. I mean, I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, right here on American soil, including on the White House lawn, by the way. Remember all this? Well, Politico now reporting 3 current and former U.S. officials say the main suspect is Russia. Specifically, the GRU, Russia's Foreign Intel Unit. The first attacks were reported down in Cuba back in 2016. And since then, 2 National Security Council officials have reported similar experiences, sudden splitting headaches, loss of balance, ringing in the ears, among other unnerving symptoms.
Do we have the names of any of the officials that are attributing this to Russia?
No.
It's going to be interesting to see where the investigation goes from here.
Well, you know, sure. Frank, I know that you have a problem with the anonymous sources thing, but the fact is that we
have broken story after story over millions of years
that there has been journalism.
That's
right?
true.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Caitlyn Jenner is distancing herself from the Republican Party. Speaking to CNN's Dana Bash yesterday, the candidate for California governor admitted she doesn't like labels. The registered Republican says she's maybe a libertarian, maybe in the middle, before admitting she doesn't really know. The former Olympic athlete and reality TV star has been registered as a Republican for at least the last two decades. Additionally, when asked if she believed the 2020 presidential election was stolen, she said no. She explained the country needs to have integrity in our election system.
Sounds like she's trying to play both sides, you know? Be diplomatic, which is kind of, I don't know. Well, you can decide. speaking of strange, it looks like something you'd see on a runway during Fashion Week for some eccentric avant-garde designer. But no, it's actually a cooking tool. A Japanese firm has created a portable fish tank for seafood lovers to take their dinner home alive. I'm going to post this. It's called the Katsuigo bag. It looks like a long glass tube with a handle on the top, like a pocketbook, but it's glass. It also, they have, like, you see the fish, like, with their little big eyes staring up at you. So bizarre. It also features a temperature gauge. It's designed to show off extravagantly expensive seafood bought at markets.
That
they come up with everything over there in
up
Japan.
Up my alley, that's for sure. All right. Well, there is a solution. One city has a solution to the stray cat problem that they're dealing. Well, the rat problem, I should say. And I gave you a little hint as to what their solution is. I'll tell you about it in just a bit. But for now, every 10 minutes on the sevens, we check in with Joe Nolan to find out how long your ride to work will be. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
Well, we're looking actually pretty good. A couple of places. So in New Jersey, we got issues. First of all, eastbound on Route 80 out of Route 206, exit 25. There's an overturned tractor trailer. They are working on that. Also on the Garden State Parkway northbound at exit 142, that off ramp. That's the off ramp to 78. That is shut. That for road work. Now, path. There are delays and going to be from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. They're going to open the Hackensack River Bridge. So we'll see what that does to the path system for a little while. And alternates out of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. So not so bad. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All righty. Frank is going to give us a business report. Do you know what you're going to be covering in your next biz report?
Well, I am going to be telling you a little bit about what Bill Gates is up to.
Fabulous. And coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, why you may want to hold off on that trip to Italy unless you have these. And I'll tell you what these are. But let's head over right now to the news desk and Deb's newscast.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine, 51 Fair Skies. Well, get a vaccine and you can get a free ride. Starting Wednesday through Sunday, free LIRR, MTA, and Metro North tickets to commuters who get vaccinated at any one of eight new pop-up vaccination sites in the transit system. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo with that announcement yesterday, he said.
These are major hubs. Ossining on Metro North, East 180th in the Bronx, Grand Central Station, Penn Station, Coney Island, Broadway Junction, Hempstead, Long Island, 179th Street, Jamaica.
Being offered is the one-dose J&J shot. 60.2% of adult New Yorkers have completed at least one vaccination dose as of yesterday. New York City at its lowest seven-day rolling average for COVID-19 in some 6 months. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
2.01% and continuing to go down.
The city also offering vaccine incentives like tickets to encourage vaccinations. The vaccine incentives include free tickets to events and venues such as the New York City Aquarium, the New York City Ferry, the Bronx Zoo, Lincoln Center, and the Brooklyn Cyclones, to name just a few. Well, some scary moments in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. A freight elevator with 25 people began falling. Emergency brakes kicked in, though. One person suffered a minor injury. The Department of Buildings is investigating. 77 WABC owner John Katsimatidis, also owner of United Refining in Quickfill, calling for increased cybersecurity. He also expects increases at the pumps, expect to pay more due to the hacking of the Colonial Pipeline.
John Katsimatidis is no stranger to the up and down prices of the oil business. The billionaire owner and operator of 77 WABC, who owns 400 gas stations in the U.S., says expect to pay more at the pump because of the shutdown of the pipeline.
Prices will go up, and it's going to be a cost to the consumer, like we said. It's going to be a cost when you go to the gas station.
Pipeline supplies fuel for much of the eastern part of the U.S., running from Texas to New Jersey. It was shut down Friday as a precautionary measure. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
A man shot in Mastic Beach last night. Suffolk County police say the suspect in this is at large this morning. The shooting victim, who was shot in front of 351 Neighborhood Road, expected to survive. Police say 22-year-old Alejandro Goy was shot in his leg. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Detectives are asking anybody with information on the shooting to contact the 7th Squad at 631-852-8752, or you can contact Crime Stoppers at 800-220-TIPS. All calls will remain confidential. WABC News Time, 5:30. Fox National headlines are next.
News. I'm Jill Nato. At least 11 people dead after someone opened fire at a school in the Russian city of Kazan. A 17-year-old reported detained. Warning sirens. Coming early Tuesday as Palestinians fired rockets at Israel, Israelis retaliated with airstrikes. At least 24 Palestinians killed, 6 Israeli citizens hurt. The violence comes after Hamas called on Israel to withdraw forces from a Jerusalem mosque. The Biden administration looking to calm fears over potential gas price spikes after a major U.S. pipeline was hacked.
The administration says there aren't any major shortages just yet, but there could be after the Colonial Pipeline was downed by a cyber attack. The president told agencies to free up resources to help alleviate future shortages.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody. WABC Early News Time is 5:31. I'm Juliet Huddy alongside Frank Morano. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, people are putting aside beach vacations, pushing aside beach vacations, I have to say, for this type of vacation more and more these days. I'm going to tell you what it is. Right up my alley.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah.
Well, an Illinois organization is enlisting the help of stray cats to combat Chicago's rat problem. Treehouse Humane Society told WGN-TV they've released over 1,000 feral cats on the streets since 2012. Orkin has named the Windy City the rattiest city in the country for the past 6 years. The group says they started the Cats at Work program as a safe alternative to poison. The group places 2 to 3 neutered or spayed cats in an area to help with rodents, and then local business owners become responsible for keeping the cat fed and sheltered.
If you are freaking out over your allergies more and more, and particularly these days, like the last, I don't know, this season essentially, well, first of all, join the club. But there is a reason. Experts say allergies are getting worse every year thanks to pollution and climate change, which increases the amount of carbon dioxide in the air, which then releases more air pollen.
Hmm. That's interesting.
So just a little science lesson for you.
A young boy in Georgia is alive thanks to his classmate. Newton County Schools says 12-year-old Christian Swope jumped into action when he noticed his friend was choking during lunch. Swope did the Heimlich maneuver until the food became dislodged and his friend was able to breathe again. He said he wasn't scared because he knew what to do after his aunt taught him CPR. Superintendent Samantha Fury awarded the boy with a superintendent's coin of distinction for his heroic action.
Swope swept in and saved
that's
the day.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Famed Rolling Stone guitarist Ron Wood is once again battling for his life. His wife Sally recently opened up about his secret battle with small cell cancer. It's a rare but aggressive form of the deadly disease. This is actually the second time that the 70-year-old has battled the big C word. He beat lung cancer back in 2018. And speaking to Hello Magazine, the 43-year-old says her hubby is incredibly strong and determined to stay positive. She says he's supportive of her work. She's actually co-producing a 1920s period drama about the first British woman to swim the English Channel. She says he's constantly giving her advice, but so far he hasn't joined her on set. And they asked her why, and she said because filming starts too early for him. He's a rocker. I mean, they don't wake up, you know, before 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
A 17-acre man-made lake outside St. Louis partially drained because of a sinkhole over the weekend. KTVI-TV reporting, park staff started to notice the problem at the Lone Elk Park Lake Friday and estimate that the lake has drained about 6 feet in elevation. St. Louis County Park officials are concerned because the lake is the primary source of water for the park's bison and elk. It isn't the first sinkhole to open in the lake. Officials had to repair a similar sinkhole in the lake about 5 years ago.
Let's head over to Rome now. A stunning find in a prehistoric cave site just south of Rome. I think it's about like 40 minutes south. The Italian Cultural Ministry says fossilized remains of 9 Neanderthals they found. One set of remains actually dates back from between 90 to 100,000 years ago. Can you imagine? That is just mind-blowing. But interestingly, the others, the other 8, are thought to be younger, maybe 50 to 70,000 years old. Among the findings, they have skulls and they have teeth. And apparently this cave, known as the Guattari, is popping when it comes to history, Frank. A Neanderthal skull was discovered about 100 years ago there. Ministry officials say the cave really is one of the most important places when it comes to Neanderthal history because of what they've been able to find. And the excavation work at the site started up again in 2019 in parts of the cave that hadn't been studied before. Authorities say the site is a bounty of exciting finds now that they've gotten access to it. It was apparently closed off after an ancient earthquake or landslide, leaving it perfectly preserved.
Wow.
Yeah. Also found on the site, animal remains, everything from hyenas, elephants, and rhinos.
That is
isn't that amazing?
Wild.
God. Love to find stuff like that.
Guidance for administering the COVID vaccine to some of New York City's youngest residents could come as soon as tomorrow. The FDA has approved Pfizer's request to offer the vaccine to kids between the ages of 12 and 15 years old. This, as New York City has already administered more than 7 million COVID vaccines. Meantime, the city's COVID positivity rate has dropped to the lowest it's been in 6 months at just about 2%.
Frank's business is coming up momentarily, but before we do that, let's head out to Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the 7th. Hey, Joe.
Well, again, that path problem should be happening now. The Hackensack River Bridge is being opened. Again, there's a marine traffic going through, so as a result of that, they've got everything shut down between Newark and the World Trade Center, so we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Eastbound on Route 80, we still have that overturned tractor trailer out by Route 206. That continues also on the northbound Garden State Parkway. They should be picking up that road work on that off-ramp to I-78, and that's going to be a problem as we move forward. Mass Transit, though, in pretty good shape. Other than path and alternate side of the street, parking rules are in effect. With traffic on the 7th, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
What are you doing for your business again?
I am telling you a little bit about Bill Gates.
Oh, that's right. Yes, thank you. I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
No, mental block like
getting
Melinda.
Old. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, if you're worried about not getting into museums and palaces and other places when you tour Europe this summer, thanks to COVID rules, I've got some advice for you.
This is the WABC Early News.
Stocks were down a bit yesterday because primarily of a sell-off in the tech sector. Facebook and Tesla were both down more than 4%, which is part of the reason the NASDAQ was down 350 points yesterday. The S&P down 44 points and the Dow Jones down 34 points. Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, is getting back out in the public after he and his wife Melinda announced plans to end their 27-year marriage. The billionaire, tech entrepreneur, and philanthropist said yesterday that he'll join U.S. Chamber of Commerce CEO Suzanne Clark for the inaugural Global Forum on Economic Recovery. That'll be May 18th and 19th. Bill and Melinda Gates announced their plans to divorce on May 3rd, Juliet.
Thank you. It is now time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. If you're like Sid's family and mine, you are going to have to revamp your summer travel plans to London. Americans can travel to England. We just have to quarantine for 10 days. That's not something most of us can afford or, frankly, would want to do. So how about rerouting to France or maybe Italy? The French say that they will be opening to Americans on June 9th, providing that you present a digital health pass that shows proof that you have been vaccinated and have tested negative for COVID within the past 72 hours. Now, France is still in lockdown condition to some degree, but they expect to gradually open more and more as the weeks go on. So the question is, should you book a ticket for Paris, let's say, in June? I honestly would suggest waiting till later in the summer when things are more fully open. You can go in June, but it may be a bit of a downer because a lot of the things are going to be closed, like nightclubs, for instance. If you're kind of more of the partier traveler and you want to be out there really mixing it up, might not be the best time. I'm going to post a link on my Twitter account for more information on this and where you can book your test while in France to get you back into the United States. Okay, let's go over to Italy now. We just booked our trip. We're flying to Rome. And then we're taking a train up to Florence, and then we're taking a train to Venice and then flying back. So it's all set. Italy is opening to Americans sometime in June. Let's hope that they're open by the time we scheduled our trip. The country's health minister says you're going to have to show a negative test, a proof of vaccination, or that you've been recently recovered from COVID to enter. Lockdown is lifting, but just like France, you may not want to travel there the moment the country opens to American tourists because there will likely be a lot of closures. And at the very least, you're going to run into problems getting reservations to things like museums and restaurants. I'm going to talk about that in 1 minute. But my advice, unless you have friends there, like John and I have friends over there, so we know that we can go to their homes and things like that. That's helpful. You can rely on being invited to their private homes. Or if you're booking a farmhouse in Tuscany and you're, you know, just hoping to soak up the countryside vibe, or you aren't dying to party till the wee hours of the morning, if those things are not part of your plan, then I would just wait until later on in the summer when things open up a bit more. One exception, as a lot of you know, European cities are in many ways like outdoor museums. You can see a lot by just walking around. You don't have to go into the Louvre. You don't have to take a tour inside of the castle. So if that's okay with you, then I would just say go ahead and book your trip. And finally, a new survey found Europe is the number one destination for American travelers. More than 40% of the people polled said that they want to travel to one of the EU countries. Only 7% said that they want to stick around the good old USA for vacation, which is kind of surprising. 6 out of 10 say as far as booking, they're ready to go. No more waiting. Interestingly, people are choosing exploration and socialization as the top things that they want to do on vacation, which is totally up my alley. The beach trips just are not as intriguing to people now that they know that they can walk the medieval streets of Paris or tour the ancient landmarks in Athens. One thing you will have to deal with, no matter where you go, though, and I've said this before, but I feel like it's important to keep saying, cancellations. You're going to have to, like, if you were hoping to experience Oktoberfest in Munich this year, it's been canceled. Museums will probably be open, but they're going to be at limited capacity. So again, as I've mentioned a million times, if you're going on vacation, please plan ahead. Think of the things you really want to do, whether it's a restaurant or a palace you want to tour. Make reservations sooner than later. Otherwise, there's a good chance you're going to miss out. And, you know, all you have to do is cancel if you're not going to make it. You know, no big deal. But just have those reservations done.
Absolutely.
And that's your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
Are you recommending to people that they get travel insurance so that if they do have to change their plans that they're covered?
I got to be honest with you. I mean, the airlines and Airbnbs and hotels are all really good about giving you refundable. I mean, there are also non-refundable things, but you just have to read the fine print, make sure that you know exactly what kind of booking you're making. So, but I'm not really a travel insurance person.
No.
I've never had any problem. But
okay. Well, knock on wood.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
exactly.
For your forthcoming trip, you didn't book it.
We did not book it.
All right.
Nope.
All right. Well, your forthcoming trip down to Sports Knowledge will be shepherded by the one and only Sid Rosenberg.
Nice.
Who has your sports coming your way.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. Only hockey last night. The Flyers skated past the Devils 4-2. And in overtime, the Bruins edged the Islanders 3-2. That means the end of the NHL regular season. Now we're into the playoffs. Rangers didn't make it. Devils, didn't make it. Islanders, they made it. In fact, tickets go on sale today for hockey playoff tickets at Nassau Coliseum. The Islanders will take on the one seed inside the East, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and that series starts a week from tomorrow. So only the Islanders make it of the three hockey clubs to the postseason. No baseball last night. Both teams were off. Both returned to the diamond tonight. Metsies in Queens to host the Baltimore Orioles. Mets in first. Marcus Stroman on the mound for the Mets. And the Yankees, they've been pretty hot. Homestand, they went 7-2. Big test tonight in Tampa Bay. Remember, the Yankees have only beaten the Rays 5 of the last 23 times they played. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Yankees, who right now are in second behind Joe Abboud's Boston Red Sox. NBA, both locals also back on the court tonight. The Nets, right now the 2 seed in the East, 3 back of the 76ers, but only 1 game ahead of Milwaukee for that 2 seed. They're in Chicago for the Bulls and the Knickerbockers. Right now, the 4 seed, just a half game better than Atlanta and a game better than Miami in L.A. for the Lakers. And as Mike Vaccaro wrote in today's New York Post, this could be the biggest Knick-Laker game in 46 years. That would be the heyday of the New York Knicks when guys like Willis Reed, Walt Frazier, Earl Monroe, and those guys were winning championships. So, big one tonight, Knicks at the Lakers at 10 o'clock. But again, the big story today, the Islanders in the playoffs. They'll take on the Penguins. Round one starts next Wednesday. Sports Report brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. They build America's best boilers. Sports at 15 and 45. WABC Early News. I'm Sid.
You certainly are.
Yes, he is.
547. Let's check in with Joe, who's got your traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello there, Joe.
And hello, Frank. Hello, Juliet. Good morning, Sid. Eastbound Route 80, exit 25, Route 206. Overturned tractor trailer. At least 2 lanes are out. Also on the western spur of the turnpike, that overnight road work had that shut down. That should be pretty much out of the way at this point, or at least almost out of the way. Garden State Parkway northbound at 142. That off-ramp is still shut. And again, that for ongoing road work. Now, pass system, the Hackensack River Bridge is scheduled to be open for marine traffic until 6 o'clock, and alternate side-of-the-street parking rules once again today are in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job and you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. A new study on people who drink and COVID social distancing. Oh, I love it that they get this money for these studies that are just so obvious. And also weather coming up right after the break.
This is the WABC Early News.
From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it's going to be a nice day today. Actually, the next few days look really, really nice, Frank. 66 degrees today with sun. Tomorrow, 67 degrees with sun. Thursday, 69 degrees with
sun.
You got it. And let's see, Friday, 71 degrees with
sun
and clouds. But overall, it's looking pretty decent. Saturday, it's looking like we may have some thunderstorms in the afternoon, but I still see some
sun.
Uh-huh. So I actually think the next few days are looking pretty awesome. 51 degrees currently in Manhattan.
Well, here comes the sun.
That's right.
Some Yonkers residents are breathing a sigh of relief after a post in the Neighbors app sparked fears over the falling Chinese rocket. A post went out this weekend saying that Yonkers was a possible landing spot and that residents should seek out a bomb shelter. Meanwhile, Yonkers police say there's no indication it was ever a high-risk location as the rocket debris eventually fell into the Indian Ocean. Chinese authorities had launched the rocket for a new space station, but a section of it failed to detach properly, and that was carried into orbit.
Frank, there is a new study. And it shows, yes, people who are drinking, they do lose their inhibitions. Isn't that crazy?
You're kidding.
No, it is. We should have had the breaking news sound for this. so much so that they stand closer to each other than 6 feet, even though restrictions prohibit us from doing so. I just thought you needed to know this.
I did need to know that.
Not
sure what I should do with that information.
I'm not sure how much they were paid for this study, but let me tell you, it was a lot of money gone to waste.
A Hall of Fame trainer suspended after the winner of this year's Kentucky Derby failed a drug test is blaming the whole thing on two words, cancel culture. Bob Baffert denies the allegation, saying it's an injustice to Medina Spirit. He claims the drug in question was never used to treat the horse and told Fox News yesterday he believes cancel culture is at play here. If a second test comes back positive, the colt could be disqualified from his May 1st win and Mandaloon would be declared the champion. This comes as Medina Spirit prepares for Saturday's Preakness Stakes. Baffert is not planning to be at Baltimore's Pimlico race course, saying he doesn't want to serve as a distraction.
Did he say how cancel culture somehow affects
him? I am still trying to figure this one out. I read this article twice. I don't get how cheating in a horse race is a result of, you know, I mean, when we talk cancel culture, usually it's somebody told a Polish joke 25 years ago
right.
that's come back to haunt them. It's not usually an explanation for cheating currently.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that all fits. Anyway, if you have $300,000 hanging around and you're not sure what to do with it, why not splurge on a few adult toys? Not those kind of toys, Frank. Don't spit out your water that you just had a sip of. Get your minds out of the gutter, people. Bugatti, the luxury French company known for their technologically and artistically exquisite racing cars, has just revealed another exciting product for the very wealthy out there, not the peasantry like me. A self-leveling pool table, perfect for that $100 million yacht you've been keeping out in the Hamptons. The table uses sophisticated computer technology to keep it automatically level, even in the choppiest waters. Of course, a sheik from Abu Dhabi is already online for one for his $600 million yacht. That only leaves 29 more because Bugatti says it is a limited edition and they are expected to sell out within days of their release.
Wow.
Because there are a lot of really rich people out there that have nothing better to do than just blow their money on stupid things.
Well, we've been analyzing this Times Square shooting over the weekend, and now Mayor de Blasio is calling on Congress to pass laws to help keep illegal guns from flowing into New York City in response to this Saturday shooting. The mayor says there are too many guns available to too many people. He also says extra police officers are being deployed to Times Square. The mayor doesn't think tourists will be scared away, though, saying it's an overwhelmingly safe city. The search continues for the man who shot a four-year-old and two women Saturday in Times Square. Police believe Farrakhan Muhammad was intending to shoot his brother.
Well, they're going to need more police around this tiny little piece of art. An auction in July has art lovers on the edge of their seats. It seems a drawing of a bear's head by Leonardo da Vinci is up for grabs, and experts think it could potentially set a record. Crazy because it is just tiny. It's like 3 inches, 3 by 3 or something like that. But Christie's expects it to fetch up to $17 million. It's called Head of a Bear, actually. Kind of straightforward there. It is a silver point drawing on a pink beige paper. The auction house says it's one of less than 8 surviving drawings by the artist in private hands outside of the British Royal Collection and the Devonshire Collections, held by the family, of course, of the Dukes of Devonshire at their stately English palace, Chatsworth. It's thought to likely be one of the last Da Vinci drawings to come on the market. Head of the Bear will go on display at Christie's here in New York this month, actually. I think it's actually here right now. And then it will go to Hong Kong and finally to London in June.
Well, we're keeping an eye on the situation involving this Colonial Pipeline shutdown. Colonial Pipeline, apparently as of last night, they're saying they've restarted Line 4, which runs from Greensboro, North Carolina to Woodbine, Maryland. The pipeline is currently operating under manual control for a limited period of time while there's existing inventory available. Colonial said in their most recent update that the main lines remain down, but they have been able to start some of the smaller lateral lines between terminals and delivery points. So hopefully that'll be enough to keep the gasoline flowing, especially to those of us in the Northeast.
Really? So are you an adventurer type? Like, are you a risk taker type?
It depends on the nature of the risk. Well, every time I have that sixth martini, that's a risk.
Well, okay. Yes. Talk about my husband and his 4 martinis the other night. That was fun. So you probably think I'm a little ninny because I always say I would never walk on one of those glass bottom bridges, you know, like they have them soaring above the Grand Canyon. And like in the mountains of China. Apparently, I'm justified in my terror. A tourist. This video is like that. I would never even get near it. A tourist was left clinging for dear life 330 feet above the ground in China after the glass panels on one of these bridges flew off during strong winds. The bridge is part of a resort in the Pian Mountains near the Chinese city of Longying. The glass panels literally started shattering as the 90-mile-an-hour gust kicked up. Why this guy was on the bridge in the first place Wow. is only secondary to why the bridge was even open when you have these kind of winds. But thankfully, he was able to crawl to safety. But that is just – that has ended any possibility that I would ever go on this.
No way. I may join you in your prohibition on those
Smart
bridges.
Smart of you.
Government offices in South Carolina are reopening today after being closed for Confederate Memorial Day. State is one of several to observe the official holiday, including Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, and Georgia, who all did it last month. A former congressman and now candidate for governor is pushing to end the celebration. Joe Cunningham wants to replace the state holiday with Election Day, which he calls a truly patriotic day.
By the way, if you're still holding off on getting the vaccine, maybe this will convince you. Bran Castle in Romania is believed, of course, you know, to be the inspiration for Count Dracula's lair. It has opened up as a vaccination location. Willing victims can get their puncture wounds from health workers who are dressed in fake blood-soaked scrubs. Those who decide to brave the shot get a certificate and will get a free tour of the castle's torture chamber.
I think that's actually really clever.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I love it. I mean, it makes me want to go to Romania.
Yeah, well, but you've already gotten the vaccine.
Yeah, but it makes me just want to go and get another one.
Well, I think
and see our friends who live in Romania.
Oh, well, all right. Well, it's always a good time to see our friends who do the traffic, particularly Joe Nolan, who does it every 10 minutes on the sevens. Hello there, Joe. Good morning.
Right. I only live in New Jersey. He's about on Route 80. Coming into exit 25, overturned tractor trailer. It's still there. It's up on the median, but they have the two left lanes closed. So as you come eastbound on Route 80, getting into Bud Lake, you've got a delay. In fact, now we're backed up all the way out to 517. So that's a pretty big delay now starting to build eastbound on Route 80. Garden State Parkway northbound at 142. That off-ramp, that should be reopened. New England Thruway now northbound at the Hutch, a disabled off on the shoulder. The Hackensack River Bridge is indeed open for marine traffic, so there'll be delays between Newark and the World Trade Center on path. And alternate side again today is in effect. The support of service of Dell Technologies. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. 1-877-ASK-DELL. That's 1-877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. If you're just waking up, you might have missed my telling you about how the New York Times is endorsing former City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia. Yesterday morning, we told you about the New York Post endorsing Eric Adams, not necessarily for the Democratic primary, but for the mayor's race in general. One other endorsement in the mayor's race yesterday, Andrew Yang was endorsed by Queens Democratic Congresswoman Grace Meng. Grace Meng is the highest profile Asian elected official in the city, and this would seem to cement Andrew Yang's lead as a leader in the Asian political community.
We are going to be taking our break for the headlines, the local and the national headlines, and then Sid will be coming in to tell us what's going on with the show. But I also wanted to just tell you, I don't know, are you planning on going back to Vegas anytime soon?
Probably not for a few years.
For a few years? My, why would that be?
Well, I know. You go once every five years, and I think that's a good amount. Unless there's a big need to go.
Well, Cirque du Soleil apparently is returning to normal. Cirque du Soleil, Blue Man Group, they're all kind of starting back up.
All right.
Does that entice you at all?
No, not enough to make the special trip.
I hear you. Okay, well, that's fine. Well, for anybody who's interested in going to Vegas, you can now see Cirque du Soleil and Blue Man Group.
Reason enough to go for me, I think. All right. We'll have a whole lot more news coming your way in just a bit. Deb Valentine has all the local news. But first, here are the national and international headlines, including the latest on this terrible school shooting in Russia, courtesy of Fox News Radio.
Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I am Frank Morano.
Hi, Frank. I'm Juliet Huddy. And Sid will be in momentarily with sports. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. As you heard, Deb is covering all the breaking news. And we've got a lot of COVID information to get to today. Lots of good news, though. I mean, opening up some pop-up sites, which is always helpful.
Absolutely. A whole lot of news related to the New York City mayoral race as well. And Sid Rosenberg will be here to give us a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. One piece of news politically that broke is that it appears that Rob Astorino, former Republican nominee for governor, will be announcing his candidacy for governor officially today in the bid to take on Andrew Cuomo next year. And from what I'm told, he will appear exclusively on the Bernie and Sid show this morning to talk about that.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, do you think you are very astute when it comes to these things? Do you think that he has a chance?
I think it's going to be very difficult for him.
As a Republican?
Well, so for all the Republicans, Lee Zeldin, Andrew Giuliani, Rob Astorino, and there's been rumors that our owner, John Catsimatidis, may run. The best Democrat that they could hope to run against is Andrew Cuomo. If Andrew Cuomo doesn't run for re-election, I think it's going to be very difficult for any of them to beat any other Democrat, Tom DiNapoli, Tish James. Cuomo makes the race competitive because of his scandals. I think the challenge for Astorino is twofold. One, he'd have to beat Lee Zeldin, who's already picked up an incredible amount of support among Republicans in a primary. And then if he's able to do that, I think it's going to be very challenging for him to win a general election.
You know, I'm really glad that you are here to answer my questions when it comes to these things. I do have to say, you're kind of like Rain Man when you start to answer. No, you stare off into like the distance and you get this glazed look on your face. It's very interesting to watch you.
Well,
really? I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, you really, like, you just whip off numbers and names and this. Very impressive.
Nothing like being compared to a quasi-autistic film character.
There, listen, he was extremely bright. We know that. Right, Joe?
Definitely could count toothpicks. That's true. All right, Joe.
I'm going to get canceled for saying that. No, I have a feeling now.
Yeah.
If anybody's getting canceled, it's me. All right. Joe Nolan, not a victim of the cancel culture, at least not yet.
Not yet.
At 6:07, how is traffic and transit looking?
Well, eastbound on Route 80, we're bumper to bumper. It is jammed out there and around the Bud Lake area between exit 19 and exit 25. Exit 25 is Route 206. Overturned tractor trailer up on the median. Truck was actually traveling westbound, but again, you've got a couple of miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic behind this thing. Two left lanes are blocked on the eastbound side. Now, up in Connecticut, as you come southbound on I-95 at exit 13, which is, again, one of the exits for Route 1, an accident. The right lane is out. It's a tractor-trailer and a car. It's apparently a minor accident. The emergency vehicles are taking out the right lane as you get through there. Path delays Newark World Trade with that bridge opening at the Hackensack River. And alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. It is going to be a very nice day today, and actually we're going to have a repeat of that for the next several days in a row. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, 66 degrees today for a high in New York City with lots of sun. And tomorrow we're getting up to 67 degrees. Again, lots of sun. Same thing with Thursday and Friday. Looking really, really good toward the end of the week. Also, Saturday is looking okay. It looks like it's partly cloudy with afternoon showers or thunderstorms, but I do see the sun there. And Sunday looks like it's going to be 69 degrees and partly cloudy skies. So I think it's going to be a very nice few days.
Wonderful.
Frank.
Plenty of sun.
Outdoor opportunities aplenty.
I don't know how closely you've been following the movement towards congestion pricing here in New York City, but it's appearing that New York is getting closer and closer to pursuing this as a policy. Mm. And the folks in New Jersey are not at all happy about this. Some New Jersey lawmakers want to make up for the cost of New York City's congestion pricing. That means out-of-state drivers, meaning out of the state of New Jersey, would be charged a sales tax through Easy Pass when they cross from New York to New Jersey. So under New York's plan, some New Jerseyans could be paying an additional $3,000 a year.
Oof.
If the measure passes, New Jersey would put the money towards a congestion help relief fund to help drivers pay their bills.
Well, kids between the ages of 12 to 15 are now cleared for the COVID shot. Experts say more and more kids are getting sick thanks to these ubiquitous COVID variant strains. The FDA authorized Pfizer's vaccine, so no word yet on whether Moderna or J&J will be cleared down the road. But again, it's Pfizer, and experts say they conducted a trial from October to March. They found the Pfizer shot was 100% effective at preventing severe illness or death.
President Biden is set to talk to six governors today about getting more people vaccinated against the coronavirus. He wants 70% of adults to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. The virtual meeting will include Utah, Ohio, Massachusetts, Maine, Minnesota, and New Mexico.
Speaking of Biden, Americans are generally pretty happy with the way the president is handling the pandemic. The latest AP poll shows more than 70% approve, including almost half of Republicans. I think it's around 47-ish% of Republicans. 54% overall say the U.S. is on the right track, which is the highest number since AP polls started back in 2017.
The Inspector General of the Capitol Police is explaining what he believes went wrong during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Michael Bolton, no relation to the singer, was told a House hearing that there was a lack of communication and guidance before the Capitol attack. He cited issues due to increased threats over the last 5 years.
There's some new research. This is really interesting on your likely risk of developing cognitive dementia. A new study found people with kidney disease. Okay, so kidney disease, 79% more likely to develop dementia.
Wow.
Yeah. Swedish researchers tracked 300 people all over the age of 65 for 5 years, and they found a clear relationship between kidney function and failing memory. The study's authors say that they believe as many as 10% of dementia cases could be attributed to the chronic kidney disease.
That is really wild.
Yeah, that's scary. But you got to think about it. I mean, kidney disease is often caused by excessive drinking. That could get into your, I mean, you know, there are all sorts of things that could affect that and get into your mind and memory loss. Yeah, I don't know.
New York City's speed limit is being lowered on 45 miles of major streets where the highest number of crashes have occurred. Some of the streets seeing speed limit reductions include 13 miles of Highland Boulevard on Staten Island and stretches of Woodhaven Boulevard in Queens and Pelham Parkway in the Bronx. The NYPD is also doing a week-long pedestrian and cyclist safety enforcement blitz to crack down on drivers who speed and fail to yield. The number of street-related deaths have been on the rise.
We'll get to Sid in a moment, but I do want to tell you about some remains of a mid-19th century Arctic explorer. They've been identified. John Gregory was an engineer on an ocean expedition to the Arctic. He wrote a letter to his wife on July 9th, 1845, on a stop in Greenland. It was the last time his family would ever hear from him. Gregory and 128 others died after their ships, the HMS Erebus and the HMS Terror, ironically, became trapped in ice as they explored the Northwest Passage that connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Researchers were able to ID Gregory's remains using DNA from his descendants, a guy named Jonathan Gregory, actually, who lives in South Africa. His ancestors' remains were excavated in 2013 on King William Island, around 50 miles from the site where the explorers deserted their ships. Experts say Gregory most likely died within a month in cruel Arctic conditions. Oof. He was probably somewhere between 43 and 47 years old, and it was reportedly the first time the poor guy had ever been out to sea.
Well, some Texas farmers are taking to the internet to speak out about the surge in illegal immigration. Stephanie Crisp Canales lives about 50 miles from the border, and she says it's now common for cars to come crashing through their gate and onto their property. She's posted one of dozens of videos on a new webpage set up by the Texas Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers say they're trying to raise public awareness. The number of illegal immigrants crossing the border has surged since President Biden was elected and deportations are down.
It is 6:14. I think it's time to bring in our sports guy, our sports expert, the guru himself, Sid.
Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning,
how are
Sid.
You?
I'm
you look
good.
Very
how are
nice
you?
Today.
Oh, I do. Thanks.
Francis? Everybody ever call you Francis?
Once in a while. I've never got, once in a blue moon, a handful of people.
The greatest line ever, of course, from the great movie Bill Murray. Come on, help me out here. Stripes.
Oh, wait.
Any of you H birds, call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Oh, that's right. I'll kill you. That's right.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, Francis, lighten up. Anyway, Frank and Julia, let's start with the hockey. Those were the only teams that played last night in the season finale. The Flyers skated past the Devils 4-2. The Bruins in overtime beat the Islanders 3-2. So get ready now for a Stanley Cup hockey. Rangers, Devils, Islanders, yes. Tickets go on sale today, Nassau Coliseum. And the Islanders look like they'll start their playoff series against the Pittsburgh Penguins a week from tomorrow, May 19th. Not set in stone yet, but in all likelihood, Islanders-Penguins starts next Wednesday. Both baseball locals were off last night, back on the diamond tonight. Metsies, they'll host the Baltimore Orioles. Mets right now on a five-game win streak. Good news for DeGrom, no structural damage. He'll be out for a bit, though. Marcus Stroman on the mound for the Mets tonight. Yankees in Tampa. Yankees come up a 7-2 homestand, but they can't beat the Rays. They've lost 18 of their last 23 efforts to Tampa Bay. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Yankees later on tonight. In basketball, the 2-seed Nets, they're in Chicago for the Bulls. Just one up on Milwaukee for that 2-seed. And the Knicks, the 4-seed, they're only half a game up on Atlanta, one game up in Miami. They're in L.A. for the Lakers. Mike Vaccaro writes in today's New York Post, biggest Knick-Laker game in 46 years. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan, Peerless Boilers. They do build America's best boilers at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid.
You are Sid indeed.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Well, I'm going to bring you a little bit more business. Juliet's got weather, and then we'll get a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show, including the newest Republican candidate for governor. He'll tell you why he's got the right stuff to take on Andrew Cuomo, and we'll analyze why Sid keeps his headphone volume so high.
Oh, my
and
God, it is so loud.
Have you seen anything like that? I mean, that's wild.
Literally. With sitting 5 feet away, it's hurting my ears. It's unbelievable. I can't imagine he puts those things on his head.
It is wild.
Freaky.
All right. Well, 617, a guy that's been known for unorthodox headphone volume in his own right is on the traffic desk this morning, and that's Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
I do. Mine is all the way up.
It is? It's not good for you.
Well, I can't hear. It's because I've had them like that for so many years. I just, you know, it's very loud. Very, very loud. Eastbound 80 between 19 and 25, an overturned tractor trailer. Two lanes are out of service. We also have problems on the southbound side of the Connecticut Turnpike now. We're slow from 16 down to 13. Tractor trailer car accident, right lane. Again, it's mainly in the right lane, and it's not really all that big of a deal, just a minor accident. And path delays Newark World Trade. Again, that Hackensack Bridge opening and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a very nice week. We're going to have sun pretty much every single day. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms on Saturday, but still, I see a lot of big blobs of yellow. It's looking really good. Today, we're going to get up to 66. Tomorrow, 67. Thursday, 69. Friday, 70. Saturday, 69. Again, lots of sun. So I guess make your plans outside. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 51 degrees.
All right. Well, stocks were down a bit yesterday due mostly to losses in the technology sector. The NASDAQ down 350 points, the Dow down 34, and the S&P down 44. The Small Business Optimism Index for April comes out this morning, and small business analysts are forecasting a slight rise over March, which had the highest reading in 4 months. The report is due out any minute now, actually. The White House is trying to tamp down Republican claims that many people are not returning to the workforce because of generous unemployment benefits. The economy added 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. President Biden said yesterday there's not much evidence to suggest that people are staying home because of generous unemployment benefits. He added, Americans want to work. President Biden also stressed anyone collecting unemployment who's offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment. He said, that's the law, Juliet.
By the way, I just feel like everybody needs to know that Bennifer may be back. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, seen together, vacationing in Yellowstone Park.
Thank goodness.
After Geely, we should know this is not a good thing. And Sid understands. He agrees. He has been following this just as closely as I have. Bennifer.
Well, it's not a good thing.
No, it's a very bad thing for Geely.
You would think somebody like her so beautiful, so successful. Could have anybody she wants. Why go back to that guy?
Maybe she's
fond a loser.
Of Ben Affleck.
Oh, get out of here.
Did you see Jenny from the Block, that video? I mean, it's a great video, but he just looks so smarmy in it. I just can't stand it.
Loser.
It's just horrifying.
She does a terrible job with men. I mean, that's the bottom line.
She does.
P. Diddy, Alex Rodriguez, Ben Affleck. I mean, who's the skeevy singer she was married to all those years?
Mark Anthony. Ay, ay, ay. Chris Judd. Oh, there was the first guy that she married, the waiter dude. Ay, ay, ay.
Terrible.
Yeah,
look,
she's the hottest girl in Hollywood. You would think she could do better.
Look, whatever she wants to do is fine with me.
She needs to find an older man.
Less.
She needs to find
right?
an older man.
Really?
Settle down, yeah.
Well,
so tell us what's happening, Sydney.
Well, she's not coming on today, unfortunately.
No,
nor Ben Affleck. Tuesday, of course, Bo Dietl will be here. He's always great on a Tuesday. We're also going to talk to Mitch Albom. You guys like Mitch Albom?
Oh, love Mitch Albom.
Yeah, isn't he great? He's got a new book out. Of course, Tuesdays with Maury.
Was
one of the best-selling books of all time.
And one of the greatest books of all time. He's got a new memoir out. He'll join us today from Detroit, I think. And then, I know you've been talking about it this morning, Rob Astorino is set to make an announcement on our show, officially.
Big.
Running for governor. It is big because we're kind of in the bag for Lee, not kind of, we're in the bag for Lee Zeldin. That's our guy. Kind of joked back and forth with Andrew Giuliani.
Well,
when
he's
told us a couple of weeks ago that he was, I would vote for him, and I got yelled at. So Zeldin's our guy, but Astorino, we like Rob a lot.
Well, Rob used to work down the hall from us when we were at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
He was a radio executive at ESPN, so we shared an office with him, and he was always an intelligent guy. But the thing I'd be wondering
he was. That went away?
Well, the thing that I would wonder, right? So last year he ran for state senate in a marginal district, could go Republican, Democrat, and he lost running for state senate. So my question is, how do you lose in a competitive district and then say, I'm going to run statewide where the odds are overwhelmingly against the
Republicans? Here's how you lose. Here's how you do that, I should say. If you go with the Stacey Abrams, Donald Trump, idea, which is Astorino's convinced that he won. He was up thousands and thousands of votes.
Okay.
So he's convinced he won. It was taken from him. Look, there's a lot of folks that lose one race and still run. It's like the same question with football. Why would you hire a coach who won 4-12 last year? Because you see something in that coach, maybe he can win. So,
well, the thing is, though, you wouldn't if a coach has a losing record for college, you wouldn't then give him a professional team.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's kind of where
that's a great analogy.
And again, I voted for Rob. I like Rob.
Yeah,
and
doesn't sound that way. You just spent 3 minutes humiliating the guy compared him to a bad college football coach.
Stop. Don't put words.
I mean, what is going on here?
You've gotten me in trouble.
When Frank says he likes you, whether it's Curtis Sliwa, Rob Astorino,
he's a straightforward talker. He would say these things in front of people's faces. That's the thing I like about him. 100%. You do that too, Sid.
No, I lie sometimes.
You do the same thing.
No, Juliet, I have no problem being phony. None.
All right. Well, that's an issue we can all agree upon. Now, you were covering that Eric Adams endorsement in the New York Post yesterday. Do you think that this New York Times endorsement by Catherine Garcia is going to move the needle in that race?
No, not at all. I mean, what a waste. Listen, I get it. If they really believe she's the best candidate and they really believe that she represents what's best for New York, then they're really obligated to say that. I get it. But it's a waste. She has no chance. I mean, no chance. At this point, if you don't put an endorsement out there for Eric Adams, Andrew Yang, Curtis Sliwa, or even Fernando, then you're wasting your time. Catherine Garcia has no chance. None.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see where the AOC endorsement lands.
Ah.
That could be quite a bit of a game changer. All right, so Bo Dietl coming up, Rob Astorino, and Mitch Albom, former talk show host on this station on the weekends as
Is
well.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was for a syndicated show.
Oh,
but
wow.
Yeah, he was
I had
terrific.
No idea. I'm sorry I was kind of quiet here, but I'm just looking at CNN. They have this breaking news. They had video just moments ago of the CNN crew in Ashkelon, Israel, literally live on air, and the sirens go off. They've been shooting missiles over there, and you see them just running all of these a lot of young reporters, young producers.
Terrible. They're
going
to be all over that on the Bernie and Sid show as well. I do want to mention this preview of what is coming up on the Bernie and Sid show is sponsored by Peerless Boilers, and they do a great job. If you're in the market for a boiler, consider Peerless Boilers.
All right. Well, apparently, according to Israeli researchers, people who have a BMI That is between 25 and 29.9 are 22% more likely to contract the coronavirus. I mean, we've been hearing about this. People who have, you know, excessive weight, you probably run a likelier chance of getting coronavirus. And this is just yet one more study that seems to confirm that.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva may have authorized deputies to destroy evidence by ordering them to delete graphic photos taken following the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. On Monday, attorneys for Vanessa Bryant revealed the captain of the Lost Hills Sheriff Station at the time of the January 2020 crash tried to block Villanueva's order, which told deputies to come clean and delete the photos. Court documents show the captain warned Sheriff Villanueva the deputies could be arrested and put on trial if they were caught destroying evidence. Court filings allege Sheriff Villanueva told deputies they wouldn't face punishment if they deleted the photos.
And finally, back in the 2000s, the D.C. area was gripped with fear because a couple serial killers began like this shooting spree. It lasted for weeks. Ultimately, they killed 10 innocent people. There's a new documentary coming out about those horrific events. I, Sniper, it's called. It chronicles the aftermath of the shootings through the eyes of the victims and their families. But one feature is getting a lot of attention. Phone conversations with the younger killer, Lee Boyd Malvo. Apparently, filmmakers spoke with the now 36-year-old about his reign of terror that he caused with his older partner, John Allen Muhammad, who has since been put to death. Malvo was just 17, and he spoke from his prison where he is serving multiple life sentences. He says he was abandoned by his family, and Muhammad became like a father figure, but it was a twisted relationship because the two would, quote, have exciting sex after committing some of these killings. He says Muhammad was the puppet master, and he was his instrument. The 8-part series premiered Monday on the Vice Network.
And they would have sex with one another.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
An interesting, interesting situation. Yeesh. All right. Rob Asserino, Bo Deedle, and Mitch Albom, radio talk show host and best-selling author, all next on the Bernie and Sid Show. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow.
Here's Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the 7. See you guys. Have a good day.
Juliet Eastbend, have a good day. Eastbend on Route 80, exit 19, and through exit 25, an overturned tractor trailer. Two lanes are out of service. Then Frelinghuysen Avenue over Newark is still closed to McClellan Street. An accident investigation continues from an overnight accident. Connecticut Turnpike southbound still slow from exit 17 down to exit 13. A crash involving a tractor trailer and a car. The right lane is out. Another collision on the southern state westbound exit 19, Peninsula Boulevard. They are working on that. And path delays Newark World Trade again. The earlier opening of the Hackensack River drawbridge. Now you're also looking at issues out onto mass transit. Other than that, a little bit of a delay now on the subways, the B and the D, and alternate side is in effect. The support of services, Staples. Staples Connects helps your business grow with custom printed signs and marketing materials. Now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details. Staples Connect, working harder for you. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.